Justin Fluke with you. Carrier Coaches Insight continues with ACCHS girls head coach Andrew Eckert joining us. His team competing in the JCN tournament this week and hadn't had a game for, I think Coach said, 18 games. Had only played one game since December 21st. To put that in perspective, until last night, that was a one-point win against Oskaloosa on January the 5th. And so you finally get back on the court January 23rd. And then have to face Rossville, one of the top teams in the area, in the state, end up falling to Rossville in the opening round of the JCN tournament. So knew it would be a tough challenge, Coach, and it certainly was. But I guess if nothing else, at least back on the court, and the girls had some opportunities to get a ball back in their hand against an opponent, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's not an ideal situation to be playing a team like Rossville with that much time off between games, but it's good to get back on the court. Hopefully we can start just stringing some games together and try to get back in a rhythm like we were hoping to back on January 5th.
You had, I think, three different girls score, and I know Mackenzie Bowerly leads the way with eight, but she also gets a lot of attention, I know, from the opponents. But it seems like for your team to be successful, you're probably going to need to find the five, six, seven different girls contributing offensively to put up the numbers that you feel like you need.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we had some meetings this last week since we had some time off, and we talked a lot with the girls about we got to find some more options. Kenzie's definitely doing a great job of leading us, but we definitely need to find a second, third, and fourth option. So hopefully once we get games going, we'll be able to find some.
As we look at the schedule, though, I feel like you have a good chance to maybe win a couple games still in this tournament and finish with a 2-1 record on the backside. Oskaloosa is going to be your opponent on Friday, so team you're very familiar with, having just beat them by one there earlier in January. And then we'll also get a game against Valley Falls or Atchison on Saturday to finish this tournament. So what's kind of the mindset as you have a day or two here to kind of regroup and now get set to try to finish this tourney strong?
Yeah, I think for most teams, like, you go into the tournament and you're just trying to, let's try to go 2-1, you know, depending, it doesn't matter when those two wins come, but you're just trying to go 2-1, if not 3-0. That way you have some momentum going into the back half of the league schedule. It's just, again, we're trying to get back on the court, get back in a rhythm, and try to do a little better job of doing what we can do good and not worrying so much about some of the outside forces.
Final thought, you know, because we talked about at the start of the show how few of games you've had. As we know, there's going to be a ton of games here over the last 4 weeks of the season. You're going to have a lot of weeks with three games or more. So how do you feel like you'll navigate that, I guess? What do you feel like are kind of some of the pros and cons and things that, you know, you'll have to work through now knowing what the schedule is going to be like till the end?
Well, the pro is I think it'll help us get in shape to prepare for, you know, Substate weekend, where ideally, hopefully, you're getting to play maybe three in that week. But hopefully it gets us back in shape after this long layoff we had. And the con is you're not in shape to start that little run. So, but hopefully we're able to get in a rhythm with playing a couple games each week. It'll do us some good towards the end of the year.
Well, best of luck against Oski Friday and Saturday, finishing out your JCN tournament, Coach. We'll talk more about those games next week.
All right, thank you, Justin.
Coach Andrew Eckert of the ACCHS Lady Tigers, the Coach's Show presented by L&L Construction each week here on Care Radio.